This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport. For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, it is that time again. A show we always enjoy because normally, weirdly, on this show, as is tradition, we do the show and Portsmouth are playing. Well, they're playing tonight. They are in action against Fleetwood. We're going to get live reaction and talk everything that is going on in their League One race. But you are listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport and it is your chance to have your say because we give you the fans a voice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. So why not join us tonight? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. So much to say when it comes to Portsmouth because, like I said, the action is going on currently and they need a result because they are facing someone who are up there as well. It's Fleetwood and it is 2-2 as it stands. Can they get a last gasp winner to continue that brilliant home form? The 2-2 obviously is still a brilliant point when it's against Fleetwood, who have been brilliant of late, but they are they can obviously get the 3 points and that would be massive because they obviously lost to Fleetwood a few weeks ago and they lost on the weekend to Peterborough. So 3 points tonight would be huge. So, it's just be amazing. We are joined now with Freddie Webb, obviously, who joins us. Freddie, thanks for coming on a little bit earlier. We normally go to Jake at this point, but he's at the game, so maybe we'll try to get him in the second half. Freddie, I'm watching the game as I'm talking to you guys. 2-2 at the minute. I just nearly went, oh, I thought there was a chance. It is 2-2. We wanted to see a bounce back of sorts from that Peterborough clash on the weekend. Have we seen it?
Performance-wise, it's been very average in Portsmouth, unfortunately, really. Two pieces of lapsed defending across Portsouth, honestly. Missed Christian Burgess a lot at centre-half, and both goals were given away needlessly, unfortunately. I don't think Portsmouth have done enough to deserve all 3 points.
Yeah, honest assessment there. Playing against, though, a difficult side in Fleetwood, Freddie, unbeaten in 11 games, and it's actually 6th versus 7th. What have you made? Because both teams desperate to not only get in those playoff places, stay in them, but the race in League One at the minute, Freddie, is absolutely crazy. Before tonight's games, we're talking about the team in second on 62 points, the team in eighth on 59. There is only 3 points that separates automatic promotion to outside the playoffs.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a tight race again. There are a lot of teams that are perfectly capable of getting into the playoffs or even automatics at this point, but That is why these big games, Portsmouth playing against promotion rivals, this is where they need to play much better than they have been. They managed to get away. They haven't played that well since the game that I saw them at Fleetwood away. Even their wins against MK Dons and Rochdale, they didn't play particularly well in those games. But they, again, as we talked about a lot of times this season, they took their chances. But recently, the rotation of the squad hasn't helped, even though their squad's a bit deeper. They're missing key personnel. Maybe the amount of games is catching up on them. But the main problem really is just the patience in midfield is not there at all at the moment.
Yeah, it's not there. And we know that tonight's a big game, obviously, Freddie, because we know we want Portsmouth to go up. We know we want to get in those playoff places and stay there. But I felt also it was a big moment for Portsmouth because losing to Peterborough, a team that are up there as well, they lost to Fleetwood in the game that you mentioned, 1-0. And I just wanted them to make a statement against the teams that are at the upper echelons of League One.
Oh, precisely, yeah. And that's what a lot of frustrated Portsmouth fans will go back to. It's okay with that huge winning streak at home. It's all right that we managed to get the nailed on, quote-unquote, all 3 points against a lower side. But it's these big games that matter. And Peter played really well against Portsmouth. Portsmouth probably had one of their worst games of the season against them, mainly because higher end talent. You look at Ivan Toney and Sekiri Dembele. They ran at Portsmouth a lot, very comfortable on the ball, and that is something that Portsmouth don't really do that much. There's not that incisiveness when going forward, and there's not that patient build up play beforehand. It's a lot of trying to make that Hollywood killer pass wherever it may be, usually across. Sometimes it works. It's worked a lot this season. But when it doesn't work, it's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, and I can hear the frustration in your voice. I want to, before the game ends tonight and we get that full-time result against Fleetwood, let's quickly talk about the game with Peterborough on the weekend. Just a really disappointing day at the office and another not the greatest away day when the home form has been fantastic this season. But Peterborough are in good form, but it was just so annoying. It couldn't have been anyone else but Butler, could it? I mean, it just had to be that way, Freddie.
Oh, of course it did, yeah. Obviously, Dan Butler used to play for Portsmouth as a youth product there. He took his goal really well, but again, the build-up play for the defending wasn't very good. Pretty much gifted
could not clear the lines.
All the time. No, no, precisely, no. Gifted him all the time in the world to put it in the top corner. And as I said earlier, Peterborough played really well because of the likes of Toney and Dembele and their comfortableness on the ball. Portsmouth were lost in midfield, were hacking down the Peterborough players. It was not the performances we've been used to since January.
Yeah, not the performances you were used to. And when it is so closely bunched like this, what are you taking? Are you just looking at game by game, Freddie? Are you looking at a larger picture? Like, where can we get points? Because obviously, we are running out of games, but it's games like the Peterborough ones, the Fleetwood ones, where you want to make an impact and stay with those teams.
It's the bigger picture, honestly, because Portsmouth against lower placed opposition, especially at home, I'm not really worried, because even if, for example, they don't look as good, they do grind up with those results against those teams. But against better opposition, it's not that Portsmouth rarely get outplayed. I've only seen them get outplayed twice, that Peterborough game being one of them, and that's what's the most frustrating. It seems that it was a mixture of the tactics being employed and just the lack of confidence in those key moments in those games that cost Portsmouth a lot, and it's just cost them today as well, dropping a couple of points against Fleetwood.
Yeah, and actually, and that is a full time now, Portsmouth 2, Fleetwood 2, so dropped a couple of points. I'll ask a little bit more about that in just a second, Freddie. But on the Peterborough game and on Butler, I saw an interesting article, and he was talking that he never wanted to leave Pompey, wanted to stay there. It didn't work out that way. Can you remind everyone, how did it work out, and why is it a case of now we're seeing him score against Pompey and he actually still wanted to be representing that shirt, Freddie?
Well, for Dan Butler, it's one of those things where it was in those first couple of seasons in League Two where Portsmouth had just had the Supporters Trust taking over, and it was really hard for certain players to develop. Only the top-notch prospects managed to develop, and with the biggest example being Jed Wallace, who's now playing really well for Millwall. And honestly, it was a sort of thing where Dan Butler needed regular first-team football in the conference before he could grow, and he wasn't getting that Portsmouth in the Football League, and it would have taken him longer for him to get to where he is now if he played for Portsmouth in those seasons. So yeah, as much as it was disheartening for him to be released at the time, it was probably the best move of his career, going into part-time football, playing every week, getting used to playing against men at left back, and he's improved leaps and bounds from where he was when he played for Portsmouth. I remember him playing for Newport and he was very, very good, and it's great to see him get a move to a League One team.
Yeah, exactly, and obviously Pompey fans wishing him the best, just not when he's scoring against them. And on that Fleetwood now, the final result, full time, Portsmouth 2, Fleetwood 2, you said a couple of points dropped. Is that how you're seeing it, Freddie? Because this is a team that, you know, before this were unbeaten 11, now 12. You know, a point's a good one. I know it's at home where Portsmouth are preferred, but Fleetwood still right up there as well. A point you feel isn't good enough?
Precisely, yeah. It is harsh, obviously, because you think, oh, getting a point against a promotion rival is never bad. But again, it's the way they got those points. It was two defensive errors that cost them. Apart from that, as much as Portsmouth didn't look good going forward, Fleetwood didn't outplay Portsmouth at any point. It reminded me of the home game against Peterborough earlier in the season where Mo Isa scored that second goal to make it 2-2. Peterborough didn't outplay Portsmouth in that first game at Fratton Park, but it was just, again, two defensive mistakes, letting the opposition back into the game. And that's the most frustrating thing. It's not the fact that Portsmouth are losing to a better opposition on the pitch. It's just that many fans will see it, Portsmouth again shooting themselves in the foot.
And obviously, we'll speak to Jake next and look towards the game on the weekend and maybe how to react from this Fleetwood performance. But if we look at that bigger picture again once more, Freddie, we're actually talking about a Portsmouth side, I mean, including tonight, the three league games at home all in a row, Fleetwood, Accrington, then Doncaster. That's huge when you are in a tight race like this, to know your next three at home, where Pompey are so solid and strong. That will definitely play into this race, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a big confidence boost for them. I think it's a mentality thing that Portsmouth players aren't playing as well at home. I don't know why. I don't see what the difference is, but they do feel more comfortable in most of those home games, and having a string of them in a row will hopefully make sure that Portsmouth stay in the promotion race.
Yeah, staying in a promotion race. Freddie, always appreciate you giving us time, especially swapping around the time and just helping us out there. Freddie Webb, always good to get him on and get his insight into the team. But you just heard it there. It is full time at Fratton Park. And we're going to go to our man, Jake Smith, who was at the game, to get live updates from that. His reaction from the game, and look towards the game on the weekend, where Portsmouth need those points, because Freddie said we have to pick them up now. Points are at a premium.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
Into the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Freddie Webb there, and you can get in touch as well tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We normally go to our man, Jake Smith, who is at the games. He's giving us live updates, and it was a stress getting him, but we have got him. And if you're having stress, and if you're having trouble managing your business, why not take the stress out of that by managing your business with Churchill? Because Churchill's standard policy provides 1 million of public liability cover with access to our 24/7 legal helpline. Not to mention a range of add-ons, including cover for your tools, business equipment, personal accident, and employer's liability insurance. So visit the public liability page on Churchill.com. Well, it was a stress. I was worried. I was looking for my main man, my right-hand man. It is the brilliant Jake Smith. And Jake, I'm going to throw it out there straight from the off. We called you at 87 minutes. For whatever reason, we couldn't get you. And the brilliant Freddie helped us in that first part. But we didn't come to you. And it was 2-2. And I think we know the reason why. Because had me and you spoke, there would have been a late winner.
Oh, definitely. 100%. There's absolutely no doubt in that. I think we've had a bit of a booby there. I'm not sure what's happened. I think it might have been a technical issue on my end, because my phone just didn't ring. But we're here now. And yeah, it's been a bit of a stressful evening, as you touched on just 3 moments ago.
Yeah, we're here now. Freddie, absolutely filling in like the star he is. But he was open and honest in his assessment. He was pulling no punches, Jake, saying that he feels like it was points dropped tonight. And I said, look, this is Fleetwood. I'm beaten in 12 now. They're up there as well. Would you go along with that statement?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of ways to look at it. You know, Fleetwood, like you say, are now unbeaten in 12 games. And they are a very strong side who have come into, you know, quite an amazing run of form at a perfect time of the season. So I think a point on reflection isn't necessarily the worst result in the world, but it's just the manner in which we went about it, because we were lacklustre again. It was almost a repeat of Saturday's game at Peterborough, another match in which, you know, we lose that match and you're kind of half expecting it against a decent Peterborough side, but we need to back that defeat up with a win against a side at home where we are so brilliantly playing at the moment. And it is a shame, because we had a perfect opportunity tonight to go back up to third and just within touching distance of the automatic promotion places. So yeah, it's frustrating to watch, and there's a long way to go in the season, Leicester.
Yeah, obviously, they have gone back up the table, obviously, up to 60 points now. But it's a really interesting one, Jake, because my first question tonight was going to be, did we see a bounce back, not just in terms of the result, but the performance from Saturday? And really, I thought we would, because it's at home and we know what Portsmouth are doing at home. And it's kind of sad to hear you say that without watching it tonight, yeah, that we didn't really see that. Why is that the case, that maybe we're seeing a little bit of a hangover? Because Kenny Jackett alluded to this, saying, oh, we won't see a hangover from the games. But you're saying that we have done. Why is that for you, Jake?
Yeah, unfortunately, there does seem to be a bit of a hangover. And there seems to be a bit of an air of uncertainty around the squad at the moment. There's a lot of occasions, both tonight and on Saturday as well. And indeed, in the kind of previous two or three away games where the players are arguing with one another. There's not that squad connection isn't quite the same as it was at the start of the year where we were just ruthless and we were winning week in, week out. And that just isn't there at the moment. Tom Naylor, the captain, has put in I think it's fair to say, a few average performances. He's having a go at every single man and his dog on the pitch. And, you know, you've got Ronan Curtis as well, who hasn't really set the world alight recently, but he's shouting and screaming at every single player on his team. And you kind of feel like you need a leader. You need someone to pick the team up and, pick them up and put them on their shoulders and say, look, we can do this. Just go again. Keep trying. But we haven't got that. Everyone seems to be on a bit of edge at the moment, and it's frustrating to see, because when this team plays together, when this team plays with a bit of confidence and with a bit of unity, we can win, and we can win quite convincingly. But on a night like tonight, where things go wrong quite early on in the game, heads start to drop, we cannot pick ourselves back up from it. I can't remember the last time, maybe the Exeter game actually in the EFL Trophy, but can't remember the last time in the league where we won a game from being behind. It just doesn't happen.
It's interesting at the minute, Jake, because I'm not saying that you're down or you're, you know, upset or frustrated, and obviously hearing from Freddie, but there is something there. And you know, you're there every week, home and away, you know, you and Freddie, and you know what's going on with your team. But we are still talking about a team that, you know, with 11 games to go or so, you are currently fourth in those playoffs, and actually only 2 points outside automatic, and maybe at the start of the season. And it's a bit of a silly question in hindsight, but you would have taken this. This is just a little blip of sorts, isn't it?
It is, and it's nice to be able to say, in a way, I guess, that we're having a blip and we haven't even lost a game. You know, we've drawn against what is essentially now a promotion rival. So to say that that's a blip just kind of shows where we have been in the last month or so, where we have been winning games. We've been on unbeaten runs, but we've come up against a side who themselves are on an unbeaten run, and they're playing with confidence. They're playing with a bit of passion and desire. And at the moment, it's just their turn to be doing well. And you look at other teams in the division, apart from Coventry and Fleetwood, I can't recall any other side who are going through a good run of form at the moment. Everyone just seems to be, you know, winning a game, losing a game, drawing a game, and then rinse and repeat. You know, look at Sunderland tonight, losing to Bristol Rovers. You know, no one can really pick up a string of results apart from Coventry and Fleetwood. So it is so wide open at the moment. It's frustrating that we can't capitalise on that. We can't capitalise on the fact that it is so open, because we could quite easily be in the top two right now if we just hadn't thrown away silly games like this. But at the same time, if you're a fan of other teams like Sunderland, like, you know, Oxford, like Peterborough, you'd be saying the exact same thing. So yes, we're going for a bit of a rough patch at the moment, but everyone else is. It's not just us. It's not, we haven't thrown it away. We're still so very lucky, like you say, 2 points off the top two with 9 games left now. It's a fantastic place to be in, like you say, considering the start of the season we had. So we just got to go again on Saturday. And that's really all you can do. There's no point dwelling on a disappointing performance. You've just got to go again. You've got to pick yourselves up and try and win the next game.
Yeah, and try to win the next game. Obviously, it's so interesting, though, Jake. I was putting a little bit of, not pressure on the side, but I just wanted to see, because we saw what happened against Peterborough on the weekend. We know that Fleetwood a few weeks back did beat Pompey 1-0. They've now taken 4 points off them. And I just wanted to see, in this battle, we know the home form, we know the momentum they had with that winning run at the start of the calendar year. But you want to see, in these big statement games, these marker games, the games that we measure, on, go and get a result, you know, put down that statement against the Fleetwood and Peterborough and show that you are getting promoted from League One. And they've just missed that step a little, haven't they?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, you mentioned the home form at the moment and the fact that we still are unbeaten at home this season.
Incredible.
And, you know, that is just incredible. And we've got, like I say, 4 home games left now of the season. We've got Accrington, Doncaster, and 2 more, I can't recall off the top of my head who we've got the last 2 games of the season. Bristol Rovers is one of them. You know, they're 4 games where we're expected to win those, and we're expected to at least continue that unbeaten streak going. But in order to gain promotion, we need to back that up with winning games away from home. Now, you look at the games we've got remaining away from home this season. We've got Ipswich, we've got Oxford, we've got Rotherham. They are 3 very, very tough games. And if I'm honest, the way things are going, I can't envisage us picking up more than 3 points out of those three games in total. It's going to be a massive uphill battle for Pompey. So we need to pick up as many points at home as we possibly can, no matter whether we're playing Fleetwood or Doncaster or Sunderland or anyone in the table. We need to try and pick up as many points as we can at home, because our away form is so bad that we just cannot rely on dropping points at home. We need to do the business, and we need to just pick up as many points as we can now. It sounds so daft and so simple, but it's so true.
Yeah, well, you're in that moment, you're in that period, because before today's kickoff, it was three straight home league games. Obviously, you picked up 1 point here, but Accrington and Doncaster next, they aren't there fighting for the playoffs. Accrington actually nearer to the relegation zone. What are you making of this game? Because if you get 6 points there, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a period of a season now where you're going to start to see one or two teams actually put away from, you know, the playoff positions and really make that surge for the top two. And this is a chance for Pompey to do that. Like you say, Accrington on Saturday is going to be, it's going to be a tough test. We know that Accrington are a team that likes to go down easily, but essentially it's a game on paper we should be winning. So I'm comfortable and I'm confident ahead of Saturday, but Doncaster on Tuesday is going to be a real struggle. We know the threat that they can pose, despite the fact they're not really having the greatest of seasons at the moment. So it's going to be a massive statement if we can pick up 6 points from those two games. And I think if we are serious about getting automatic promotion this season, anything less than two wins from those two games is unacceptable. We're reaching the running now. This is not, you know, 30 games left, 20 games left. We don't have long now. This is it. We need to start winning games consistently. We need to pick up the form when it matters, like we did 3 years ago in League Two. Pick up that form right at the end of the season and just make that surge in the final three or four games. We need to do that this year.
Well, hopefully, Jake, it is another Tuesday game. We'll be joining you straight away at 9:30, where Portsmouth will be winning. We'll put that right next week. Don't worry, that's on us. But for the Accrington game, for you, a score prediction, Jake?
Ooh, I'm going to go 2-0 Pompey. I think it will be 1-0 towards the end, and just get that late second goal to settle the nerves. It's going to be a tough game, but I think we still win it.
Yeah, that's exactly the tonic that not only I needed, but the fans needed to hear from you, Jake. Looking towards that game on Saturday with something to believe in, but you should believe, because they are only 2 points off the automatics. This is going to go to the wire. Jake Smith joining us there, but make sure you tune in, as you do every week, to the Portsmouth Fan Show every Tuesday, 9:30 to 10 on Love Sport Radio.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio. Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.